Hamale v'imo kizayis v'etzem mishalim
mashlim al kizayis. All right. So what's the case?
Being ha'alah to meat, but it's not a kizayis, but because of the
basar korban, right? So you do your mala mi basar korban outside, right? But you don't have a shear of a kizayis.
Of basar.
Okay. With the assumption being that I would need a kizayis in order to be over the isser. All right. That's a mashlim kizayis, but if I include the bone, right, I mean the meat's attached to the bone, if I include the bone as well, I'll have a kizayis. Okay. Okay. Oh, is that, okay, good. So, check that, right? Okay, step by step. Everyone understand that? So again, I have, think of your favorite piece of steak, rib steak, right? That's less than a kizayis of the meat. So it's attached to bone. So the question is that this case comes up all throughout Chulon, this type of case, of like, I have meat, and I have the bone, and the question is, do I look at the meat alone, or do I, or can the bone be starved to it, to make a kazayas? Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Chayev.
Chiburi olin ka'olin dami. The attachments of the ola is considered part of it.
Okay, explain.
So any pieces attached to the item being brought up is part of the item being brought up also.
Right, in other words, when you're makriv the korban, or mala, right? So when you're maktir, the korban, right, what do you chayv to maktir? The meat, right? We're not chayv to maktir, the bone, right? So Rabbi Yochanan says, why are you chayv? Because chibur olin ka'olin dami. So even though the bones are not chayv, but they're mitzarif to the meat. Don't get so fancy with mitzarif the object. Is that clear? So that's position number one. Position number one is that everyone agrees that the only thing you're maktir that you burn is going to be the meat, the flesh. The question is that, well, so there's a bone, even though the bone, that's the key, the bone is not obligated to burn, meaning if I just brought the bone in to be makrit, to do haktara on, there's no idea like that. But since it's attached to the meat, so we'll say, what do you call it? It's mitzarif, and then it's hala b'chutz kizayis nirchayv. And Rish Lakish says,
Rish Lakish omer patur, chibur olin lav ka'olin damu. They're not considered like, in the plural for some reason.
Right.
They're not considered part of it.
Okay. Let's repeat that again. Okay. What? No. I want to get this clear. No, what was I saying? No, I want to put it on. I want to record it. Okay. So again. So. Woo, man. All right. So again. So everyone agrees. Okay. So what's the assumption everyone agrees with? Everyone agrees that what do you call it? That you need basar, right, in order to be over the isser of, or to be chayiv in Allah b'chutz. I need meat. Okay. Okay. Everyone agrees with that. Now one side's going to say. And they also agree there's going to be an idea of a kizayis. One side says that I need a kizayis of the substance of meat, so then bone doesn't count. The other side says, just to put it simply, that I need, as you put it, I think, the substance of the entity of korban, right? But the idea is that the presence of meat is what allows for the isra halah to emerge, right? That's why if I have a kizayis of etzem, I have nothing. I can't speak of a halah. But now what's the meat doing? The meat comes along and does what? It tells you now that I have an entity of basar korban. And that's why, and that now maybe, and therefore that if I have a kizayis, that I'm over the what do you call I'm chayv, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay.
The ma'ala rosh minyona she'in ovo kizayis umach mashlimo the kizayis
maho.
So if you have the head of this turtle dove and it's not a kizayis, but there's enough salt on it to make it a kizayis, what's the
right? Nokai points out. Does Rashi say that? No. The Nokai points out that the rosh right is an aver shalim. Meaning, it's not a piece. It's actually considered. We know this, right? We know. We're experts in this. We know by oath, right, that the head, even though the head's tiny, is considered a discrete entity. So now you have the rosh of the yona, which it's a discrete entity, but it's less than.
You have to add enough salt.
It's gonna be very bad for blood pressure. What do you call it? I have my rosh of yona, which is less than a kazayas. And what do? I add melach. Now, as we also, of course, you guys know. Every korban, before it goes on, the mizbeach requires
melicha.
I don't care if it's a mincha or a classic behema or an oaf, right? Across the board, bris melach. That's the rule, okay? Okay. So there's a suffix, right? Meaning, does the melach mashlim the kizayis or not? Okay? Okay. Now, the interesting about melach, I just happen to know melach really well. What's interesting about melach is that it's part of the chiyuv, right? It's only part of the chiyuv korban, but it's not part of the animal, right, at all. It's part of the chiyuv, but not part of the animal. It's like a foreign substance that you add to the animal. So you see already a little bit of a difference there. Okay, so what's the suffix?
Amar le Rav Mipor Zikai Lev Ashi.
Hold on a second. Right, okay, sorry. Lav hainu
plugsa. Lav hainu plugsa.
We'll stop for a second. Wait, stop for a second. Out of curiosity, now that Rava asked this question, right, does that mean there's a havamina?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So does this line up like, let's line this up like the Gemara treats it as a suffix on its own. Now the Gemara says, let's line it up, right, based on this machlokas. That would seem to work, right?
Is the havamina that?
Hey. No, so it turns out that the suffix of Rava is not going to work out this way, all right? Because each side, this is such a great conceptual exercise, really. So, I mean, did you guys read this already?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much fun. So now you have a problem. Now you're going to say in each side, meaning in Rav Yochanan, the case of Melech is a suffix, and in Reish Lakish, the case of Melech is a suffix.
Right.
Okay, how's that going to work?
Adkan, lo kaamar Rabbi Yochanan, hasam ela etem dimide debasehu, avamelech delav mide debaryonahu lo.
Okay, so why are we? So
he's only saying that the bone counts because it's part of the same
min bimino, so to speak. Everyone familiar with those terms? Min bimino, right? What's min bimino? They're basically the same. They're same type. Okay, so bone. Now be careful. Not the same substance, right? But it's the same type, right? Yeah. Using your idea from before, it's both a part of the korban. Let's say we can't say it by melach. Okay, but there's a suffix meaning what? Meaning what? Why is it a suffix? There's two ways to learn, right? You could learn that what Rav Yochanan would say melach and etzem are the same, or
not the same.
Good. Those two things have to be defined. Next. What? Tibay
the Reish Lakish. Adkan lo ka'amar Reish Lakish hasam ela iparish mine lav mitzvah lasuke.
What does that mean?
So, if only if it's like a part of, it was not part of the mitzvah.
No, what does that mean though? And it was like this. What was he talking about? So, you guys know what this is? What's this case? Good almost sifta. Was Rashi there? Nope. All right. So what's this case? The case is like this. See?
If the salt comes off of the animal. Because I'd come along on Reish
Lakish Hasan, but etzem ha-mukhuberes l'basar, she'ena mistar ves l'basar. Elam yishum di parash mina, she'im nifr daha etzem mina basar. So let's say I bring the, again, I'm in the mikdash, I bring the basar and etzem together, and what happens, right? The bone comes off. What do you call it? Lav mitzvah la'suke, e mitzvah la'halosa l'mizbeach u'laktira. Because if when I'm bringing up the korban, let's say in your case, remember, I bring it up to the mizbeach and then poof, the bone falls off, right? So what's the halacha?
You don't have to bring it back.
I can leave the bone on the floor. It's okay. That's fine. I can leave it. So then how could there be a tziruf? Okay? But avahacha, by melach, to eat parish, right? If the salt falls off the korban, mitzvah lasuke. What do you have to do? You know, not that salt, by the way. You have to resalt it. Okay, you have to resalt the korban, right? So the Gemara says that's what you thought. Lo, okay. So what's that? What's those two ways of learning?
Why would you lift that?
Wait, if the salt does fall off.
So whereas when it comes to the etzem and the bone, right? So what do we see? We see if a guy brings the bone and etzem up to the mizbeach, if he drops the bone on the floor, he doesn't have to pick it up and put it back onto the mizbeach, right? Okay, good. Why?
Yeah.
I don't. You just don't have to. That's the halacha. No one argues on that.
You don't need to bring up
the bone. What? Right, you don't have to bring up the bone. No, but you... No.
Is that contradictory?
No. Because the havamina would have been... Not according to Reish Lakish, because your havamina would have been that since I'm bringing... I'm not saying you have to define this, but since I'm bringing... It's a separate sukkah. But since I'm bringing the bone and the meat, so maybe you would think that now the bone has the properties of being part of the korban at that point.
But it's not there.
Someone used the word makev. Is that what you said, Graver? Makev. Makev, right? Meaning that if the salt comes off, what do I have to do? I have to re-salt the korban. Okay, so now, what are the two ways of learning Reish Lakish? Meaning what?
Are both the cases the same? It doesn't matter that the meat, that the bone, it doesn't have to be the back, or no, is that the essential difference?
Okay, so that's got to be explained. And then now, what's even more interesting, then the Gemara says, this is very rare, by the way, the Gemara says, oh, Dilma, right? Diloshna. Right? What's that answer?
No, they're the same.
What? Meaning that all along, right?
Difference.
Right. Meaning all along, we can learn that the suffix by Melach plugs in directly to Rav Yeshua Reish Lakish. Very rare, by the way, to see that in the Gemara.
Is that,
Yeah, to go back to this?
Right, I mean, that's just going back and saying that it's the same one.
Yeah, that's right. What I said. Yeah, that's what you said. Right. Teiku. What's a teiku on?
We don't know which way
to go. Right.
What? Aren't they the same?